a boost for biofuels. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The Trump administration is rolling out what it calls a major boost for America's biofuels industry, announcing the highest ever renewable fuel standard obligations for 2026 and 2027. Greg Allen has more.
Today I'm also announcing a dramatic update to the renewable fuel standards for 2026 and 2027, and will now be requiring the highest volumes of renewable fuels in history.
That was President Trump. The Environmental Protection Agency says the new targets will require 15 billion gallons of conventional ethanol to be blended into the nation's fuel supply each year, while advanced biofuel requirements will climb to nearly 11 billion gallons by 2027.
These new standards will generate over $10 billion of rural economic benefit, create an estimated 100,000 new jobs, and massively increase our nation's energy supply. It'll come right out of the farms.
Supporters say the announcement provides long-awaited certainty for corn growers and biofuel producers, particularly across the Midwest, where ethanol demand plays a key role in farm income. Industry leaders argue the higher targets could strengthen commodity prices and encourage further investment in renewable energy infrastructure. According to Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper,
we think this is going to create tremendous growth opportunities for our industry. It's going to boost farm income and really provide a boost to the farm sector at a time when it really needs it.
For more information on this story, check out our website, MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from St. Alette County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Mild air continues to sit over Michigan today, and that's a recipe for thunderstorms. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. We've got low pressure moving into the Great Lakes region in this warm air mass. You got cold air pooling to the north. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be rather rampant here this afternoon, evening, and into the overnight. We can't rule out strong to severe weather, particularly in southern lower Michigan and then down into northern Indiana and northwest Ohio. So nice moisture there. We are done probably by midnight in most of Michigan, and we should make it through a large part of tomorrow precipitation free. But we're not done for the week. Moisture comes back on Thursday. Another strong frontal boundary comes in. Warm front lifting through first with rain, and then we see thunderstorms Thursday afternoon, Thursday night into early Friday. Another half to 1 inch possible there pretty easily. And folks, we're not done for the week yet. Another front trying to come through Saturday midday afternoon into the evening. Behind that front, it gets significantly colder to finish out the weekend for Sunday, and that stays that way into Monday of next week. We stay rather chilly. So good moisture coming. If you want to look at this week combined, I still think we're in that 1 to 3 inch rain range over all areas combined. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Well, well, look who's back from a two-week vacation. He's all tanned and rested. It's Andy Eubank back in the air chair as he looks back at how the markets performed on Monday and he chatted with John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial before the close of trade on Monday.
Markets mixed throughout the trading session as corn goes lower, but we did see some gains in beans and wheat heading into some very important reports on Tuesday, John. We'll get to those in a minute. First, what was at play for the most part on Monday? Just positioning before the end of month reports?
I think it was. Here we have crude oil up over $3, and we have corn down 5 cents, and that follows another really strong export shipment number of 70.5 million. So there's really no good explanation for corn to be down a nickel. Other than that, we have beans closing higher. We have wheat trading higher. So disappointing, but how many times have I mentioned to you in the last year, really good export shipments, really good export sales, but we just can't get this corn market uncorked. And the biggest reason for that right now, I think, is we got the funds too long. A couple weeks ago, they added 800 million bushels, and that only bought them 10 cents. So we're under the weight of that, and we're struggling now with any kind of concerns that the bulls may have. And right now, it's probably what happens with that stocks number tomorrow. Do they come up with anything close to justifying the USDA's current feed and residual number? I suspect they won't. And acreage trades at, 94.37 million on their estimates. We've seen some private estimates go well above that. So that's probably scaring the markets a little bit. We're under that. Closer to 94. So we'll see how it plays out.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. Settlements from Monday, May corn down 6 1/4 to 455 3/4. July 6 cents lower, 467 1/2. May beans up just half a penny to 1159 3/4. July beans, though, 0.25 cent lower at 1175. May wheat up 2 cents to 607. April live cattle climbing $1.05 to $239.55, but April lean hogs down 30 cents to $90.47. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.